Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, or grab that lunch as we listen to the messages that are coming to us from Jesus and other divine beings today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about who she is.
Thank you, Barbara. Hello, everyone. If you've had lunch, make sure that you hold on to your fork because the best is yet to come. Thank you for joining us. Well, a little bit about me. My beautiful co-host is the one that told me to refer to myself as the magical DC Love. So I am the magical DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. As well, I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath. I'm a seer, an animal communicator, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and those are just to name a few. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. I always laugh when I mention Joan. She first connected with me while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and she began to talk to me. She asked that I let, you know, Melissa and Cooper, let her, you know, tell them that she's okay. And I'm like, I know who you are, Joan, but I know Melissa's your daughter. Who's Cooper? And I Googled it. That was actually her grandson. So I did tell her, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else. Well, about 5 or 6 hours later, she said a couple of things. She was very demanding. She threatened me. And the funny thing is, we've been together ever since. It's been like a roller coaster ride with Joan, but it's been amazing. I wouldn't change it for the world. And my connection with her has brought me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And it really provides me with the ability to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. I did have a work background prior to what I am doing, and it was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and that is so true. Love is what we all are. But this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone of my current journey of service, and I'm so blessed to be here. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to rewrite their soul contracts that they made before they were born. I do energy upcycling to clear out those beliefs that are holding you back, that you no longer need in your life. I'm a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a bunch of other things. It feels like I've reached a point in my life where I've done so much that if I sat here and told you everything that I'd done, then there wouldn't be any time for a show. Besides, what I've done is not really that important. It's what I am doing that makes me who I am. And the most important thing I am doing right now is the rewriting of the soul contract. And I'm, of course, also working on my own. And I find it interesting that I'm often taken to dreams. And some of these dreams repeat. And I woke up this morning from a dream that repeats. And I've had it at least 4 or 5 times. This time it was different, though, since I've started doing the soul contract work. I've noticed a real difference in this particular dream. And this is a dream where I am back in a job that I had, I think it was like 30 years ago. And what I was doing at that time was I was in accounts payable materials that were used. And so I had bills of lading for corn, wheat, whatever it was that had come in, and it would be thousands of pounds. You know, it would be rail cars full. And so it was my job to check and make sure that what they billed us for was what we got, and that then we paid for what we got. And in these dreams, it's so interesting because I'm always not paying the bills. I'm doing other things with my job, but I'm just, it's like I've got a little secret drawer and I throw all the invoices in there saying, one day I'm going to pay these. And this time the dream was I was getting these statements through interdepartmental mail, and they had lists, pages and pages of bills that hadn't been paid, and the list were in red so that everybody could see that I hadn't done what I was supposed to do. And in my other dreams, I would always get upset, you know, because I needed to do this, I needed to do this. And in this dream, I didn't get upset, and it wasn't really as intense as they had been. And instead, I said, okay. And I put it on my calendar that I was going to do it on Monday. And that sounds really inconsequential, but for that dream, that was actually a great improvement. But anyway, after I woke up from that, I went to my council of 12 and I said, okay, what is it that I need to let go of? Because this dream is about something that was 30 years ago. Why am I still having it? And so I did some rewriting of my commitments. And what they had me do was release my burden. Apparently, when I say I'm going to do something, I take it seriously and I carry it with me for the rest of my life. And there have been a few things that I never really actually did. And I'm still holding on to them. At least I was. I'm not now. But it is so interesting the ways that they show me what's actually going on that I'm not even aware of. You know, if someone had asked me, well, what were you doing 30 years ago? I would have told them and I wouldn't have felt anything about it at all. Because I did my job when I had that job, and I did a good job. And I didn't realize there were other parts of my life that I'm just kind of dragging along, thinking, oh my gosh, this proves that I am not a good person. So I love this soul contract work. I love the way it makes me feel to let go, and I love the way it brings changes into others. If you want to learn more about that or anything else I do, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Okay, DC, what kind of messages do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I want to say is when you were telling me and everyone that's listening about your dream, I was hearing about all the personal growth you've had since that time. And it's just really incredible. And Ginger was showing me, she and Joan were moving obstacles out of the way and saying, she's not the same person. Look at all the obstacles. They're gone. And look how much she's loving life right now. It's just so, Barbara. It also shows how you've moved beyond your limitation. And now you're only focusing on what's for your highest good. And the universe is just, you know, cheering you on. It's totally amazing.
Wonderful. I like that.
Really beautiful. Yeah, that was a really beautiful dream. It had a lot to it. That's awesome. Well, we did do Love and Amazing Grace on Sunday, which was, in fact, Valentine's Day, and today's the 16th. But you know what? The angels of love, they have never left. They wanted to still connect with us here with Lunch with Jesus. Just in case there's any other questions, you know, in regard to the area of love, maybe relationships. And Ginger is saying, you know, we get a lot of questions, people. We really do. You know, will I ever marry? Is he or she the one? Will I find my soulmate? And the beautiful angels are present today to help answer those questions, but also to say, hey, wait a minute. They're just saying, guys, wait a minute. Stop and smell the roses. And enjoy all the beauty that life has to offer you right now. And as we know, stressful life circumstances they can affect our relationships. And, you know, we're reminded, don't let it, you know, don't let those stressful times push love out of your life. And as we know, stress is not only hazardous to your health, but it manifests physically. It can cause tension. It can cause wrinkles. And it really does bring down your energy. So please, everyone, don't let stress steal your joy. Choose to be loving and happy. And start each day by affirming that you are lovable and you are loved and you are worthy of the love you are seeking. Please love and approve of yourself. God loves you just the way you are, and you were created through perfect love. Remember that you are God's handiwork. See yourself as the masterpiece that he created. And God is asking you to always remember how beautiful you are, because you truly are. He's saying, if you forget, just ask me, and I'll remind you. I made you in my image, and I love you. And with that being said, we have one of the beautiful angels coming forward, Shamuel. And Shamuel is helping you to become open to more love in your life by expanding that heart chakra. And Shamuel is placing the flame of love within your heart, helping you with all of your relationships. So call upon him if you are seeking your soulmate. Maybe you need strength in the area of love. We also have Sophia, and she's the angel of love, and she too is stepping forward. She has been the angel of love since time began, and she is the most maternal of all the angels. She helps to protect love amongst humans and celestial beings, and she shares her wisdom. And as well, she is a great listener, and she helps with forgiveness and as well with reconciliation. We also have Handraniel, and he's coming in, and he is the angel that is assigned as a gatekeeper in heaven. He is here today to remind each of you of your greatness and to live your life as an example of love. Archangel Ariel is coming in as well with the rest of these beautiful celestial beings. She, too, is here to help you in the area of relationships. She's going to help the relationship you have develop to a whole new level. Just ask her. She assures you that there's nothing too big for her to handle. And if you call upon her, be ready for the amazing transformation that's going to take place. And a beautiful angel with the most gentle energy also comes forward. Angel Atiel. She's here to help revive your passion in your relationships as well. You know, for those that are having fertility issues, she could help with that. And she could also help those who wish to bring more love into their life through the process of adoption. We have Archangel Raphael. He is coming forward, and he too is the angel of love. He is the patron saint of singles, and he's there to help you to go within and see what it is that you are truly searching for in the area of love. He can bring forth the healing that is necessary so that you're really ready to have the love that you so desire and deserve. And he can help you to become stronger through the power of divine love. We also have Archangel Michael. He's stepping forward. And he, too, is so happy to be here. He holds up his mighty sword, and he's letting you know that he will help by cutting cords, clearing away any old energy that you may be holding on to, and maybe the beliefs that you have that are related to love. Archangel Raguel is coming forward with all the other archangels. Joining, you know, this divine team that's available to help you with relationships, bringing forth fairness and harmony, as well as loving communication with your beloveds. Communication is a biggie. It's truly important. And we have Archangel Jophiel. She's here as well to help and be able to be happy, to be present on this beautiful day that, you know, is a day that each day should, you know, signify love. It doesn't have to just be Valentine's Day. And her name means divine beauty. She's going to help you see yourself through the eyes of love and see how beautiful you truly are inside and out. And, you know, being that it was Valentine's Day, Cupid is certainly sticking around. And he's armed with his bow and arrows just in case you need them. And he's saying, you know, I was available on Valentine's Day, but I certainly wanted to stick around and help anyone in the area of love. So he, too, is here to help you to attract the love you're desiring. And this beautiful cherubed winged angel is ready to aim his beautiful arrows in the direction of your beloveds. I think that's beautiful. So allow this little angel to come forward and help you today. And he wants to help you see love through your heart as well. And all of the archangels that are here, as well, They want to remind you that even after they're gone, that faith, hope, and love remain. And the greatest of these, of course, is love. And with that being said, Barbara, that is my message for today.
Okay. Well, great. We have lots and lots of company, apparently.
We do.
Okay. Here is the message that I am getting for everyone right now. And let's see if they want to tell me who this is from. No, it's going to be from Jesus. Okay. Here we go. Love. We know that you have different concepts of what love is. You have love as a mini splendor thing. You have had all kinds of movies about love, songs about love, television shows about love, books about love. So much talk of love. And the interesting thing to us is that most of that is not actually about love. Love is so much more than you have ever given it credit to be. Love is complete and unconditional acceptance. That's what love is. Complete and unconditional acceptance. We do see love at times in people's lives, like when they are holding their newborn child. They love that child. Of course, as that child gets older and starts asserting their own personalities and making their own choices, and parents have a difficult time actually loving that child because you have these expectations that your children and everyone else will do what you think is best. And you forget that it's not about you. They are not about you. They are about themselves. You are about you. And that's why we encourage you to love you. Do not go out there looking for all of these other people who are going to love you and value you and treat you wonderfully, doing it yourself, to unconditionally accept yourself. And there are things that you are holding on to that you may not be aware of. Like Barbara Grace is finding out from her dreams. She was holding on to a great deal of burden. And these were burdens that she had taken on by choice. And she didn't even realize that she had done so. And she didn't realize how much they were having a part in her own life. And that is why you have the dreams that you have. That is why your life works the way that it does. Everything is about making you aware of what is going on within you. You may think you know yourself, but you don't. There is so much more to you than what you know. And when you start opening up to accepting, unconditionally accepting yourself, many of you have a great deal of difficulty with that because you start learning about your dark side, your darkness, your shadow side, whatever you want to call it. Everything in you is not all light and happy and joy, even if you pretend that it is. It's time for everyone to start accepting themselves and everything about them. And just because you accept that this darkness is within you doesn't mean that you have to continue to live in it. But you can't let it go if you don't accept it. So it is that acceptance, that unconditional acceptance, that is such an important part of loving yourself. Don't hesitate to go within, to really see what's there, and to let it go. and utilize the tools, the people that are shown to you that can help you with this. You are not here to do it alone. Use the resources. Accept yourself and change your life. We are here for you, always. Ask us if you have questions. You are loved. And we want you to love you. Be well. Be loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful message, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. And anyone who is listening and has a question, give us a call at 646-716-5045. And the chat room is also open. So if you are logged into Blog Talk, you can ask questions there. And DC, we have no callers and no chat questions.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and it's still Mercury in retrograde, and I just think people are, they're sort of like in a funk right now. So I, you know, that's fine. I just think people are a little bit off, you know, and I've been talking to a few, and it's just really, really crazy. But
okay.
I'm also going to tell everyone, Barbara, that, you know, we are all being nudged to move forward, you know, in a gentle sort of way. And we've got to trust what we're feeling, trust what we're hearing, and, you know, and to move forward to the future. Don't look back. And it's sort of, the message is sort of like saying, you know, we have like a way of imagining how life should be and to let go of that. Let go of the expectations because, Barbara, I feel like the universe has something amazing waiting for each of us. But we've got to have the courage to move forward. So I'm asking everyone at this time to take a deep breath. Put one hand on your heart. And allow your heart to just, you know, to guide you forward. I see Archangel Michael. He's standing beside us, and he has his sword. And he's helping us to move forward very bravely. And he's not going to leave us as we do. But we're being nudged to, you know, to release the past and to move forward. Even if we take baby steps, it's great because we're still moving forward. So I think that really resonates. And I think, you know, that once we do start taking those little steps, even if they're baby steps, there's going to be so much joy as we do that. It could be a little scary. Change is scary. But I'm getting, you know, just keep going forward. So the angels are waiting, and they're saying, come on, beloveds, we're shining the light. Come this way. So I'm excited. I don't know about you, Barbara, but I'm getting really excited.
Yes, I know things are going to get better and better and better.
Yes, yes, and as you know, as you were talking to Barbara, you know, you're telling everyone about your dream. I felt like your soul was expanding as well. You're having a massive expansion. So I don't know if you're, you know, realizing the connection between the past and the present and all different things, but I feel as though you are, and it's just beautiful.
Yes, I can tell that I am definitely changing, and I am enjoying the change, and it's hard for me to put it into words now, just like it's hard for you to put it into words.
No, it is, because what you're doing is you're going forward beyond what your physical eyes can see, and it's really amazing.
Yes, it is.
I feel that as well. It's beautiful. Absolutely
yeah.
Beautiful.
And we now have two callers.
Wonderful. That is absolutely amazing.
And let's see, we will go to our first caller, and that caller is from area code 519. Hold on, I'm going to click on you.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I was calling. I know you were talking about your dream. I'm wondering, are empaths and light workers, are their sleep patterns changing?
I believe so. I know, you know, a lot of people have been saying they've been waking up, like, really tired. And I believe because they're doing more at night, they have a mission and they're doing more. So, I do feel things are changing. Have you noticed that you feel different when you wake up?
I don't feel different when I wake up, but I'm finding that I need to sleep less than I used to.
Okay, well, that happens as well at times, you know, sleeping less as you're ascending and doing things. It affects people differently. Yeah. But I just want to see what the angels have to say. Okay. Okay, so what, Jennifer, is that you're ready to go forward spiritually. And I just feel like there's going to be so much new coming your way. You know, and there's going to be new adventures and new ideas. And I'm also getting, you know, maybe the way that you do things spiritually, there might be something new coming your way. That will really get you interested. Yeah. I'm getting, you know, you have to keep a positive attitude, hon. And there's going to be, like, new insight that may come in the blink of an eye. So, you know, if you could have a little journal that you could write in it so you don't forget things.
Good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be beautiful. But during all this time, because you're sleeping less, you have to make a little bit more time to relax. You know, and we're still, you know, in retrograde. So it's still time to just, like, rest a little bit more and reevaluate things at times. Because I feel like you're really focused on something right now. Like, I could feel it, you know?
Other than work?
I don't know. I just heard, you know, focused. But I'm also getting, hon, that you've got to look beyond the surface of things. Okay? Have you noticed anything that may have seemed like maybe a coincidence, a synchronicity?
Not as much as normal. What have I been noticing? I've noticed that my memories are, it's like I'm completely detached from my memories. It's like I can remember things, but there's no emotion attached to them anymore. Okay. It's just like, and it's kind of even like they're not even real. It's
right.
Probably because they're not. But it's I don't know. There's like no. It's like it's not even part of me. It's like there's a whole detachment from the past.
Well, I'm getting that you are going to have, like, more experiences and, you know, maybe we've got to realize there's always, like, a mind-body, you know, the connection there. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to do things differently than you did. There's going to be some kind of, like, new spiritual influence coming into your life. And, you know, I would think about who are the people that inspire you spiritually, you know, think about them and maybe just see what, you know, read about them or, you know, what gets them inspired, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like you're opening more and more, Jennifer, spiritually, so I don't know if you're feeling that, but that's what, you know, the angels are showing me that you are opening up more and more to new experiences.
It's funny because my friend had something occur. Well, it was her sister had something occur on Saturday, but it was about 3 a.m., so I would have been asleep. And she felt like her deceased father came in, but that I also came in. So I'm wondering if I may be traveling at night to assist people.
Yeah, I believe that you're being put into service, definitely.
Good.
And I just feel like when you mentioned, like, her father, I feel like there's some kind of forgiveness needed. and you may have been helping in that respect. You're bringing about, you know, clarity for some situation between them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've had a lot of past lives, and I also see one of them where you actually, I believe you may have been a monk in a past life. I don't know if you remember any of your past lives.
A few of them, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you helped others in that past life, and I feel like that's why you came in to help assist your friend with her dad as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm getting, like, a lot of growth is coming. My head, like, feels, like, woozy a little bit, like, wow, it's overwhelming. You have a lot of positive new growth. I don't know if you do anything like Tai Chi or yoga or anything like that, but I really feel that, like, that kind of movement will help with all this energy.
Oh, good. Okay, that's something new.
Yeah, that will really help. And just, you know, whatever it is spiritual that's coming forward, I'm getting, you know, just focus on you because this is your personal journey. Take, like, one step at a time. You don't have to hurry with anything. But I feel like there's going to be, like, a lot of insight coming your way.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So this is going to be, you know, a really nice time to explore different things. And, you know, when you get that good insight, again, like journal, keep you know, writing down the good insight. I feel like it's going to be helpful.
I'll do that.
And I'm hearing, like, visualizations, affirmations. You know, they're going to help you to grow. And just trust what you're, you know, trust what you're getting, you know. And I'm getting, like, you know, dream big because something big is coming your way, hon.
I'm ready.
Yes, you truly are. It's going to be wonderful. And just, you know, having an attitude of gratitude always helps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just getting, you know, like, start where you are, and it's sort of like you're building something amazing. So good luck with that. And I'm also getting, like, your abilities, like clairvoyance and different things like that are really getting stronger.
Excellent.
Your intuition, you know, and all those beautiful spiritual abilities that you have. And as I said, I do feel like you're using them at night quite a bit. So I hope that helped.
Yeah, it really does. And, yeah, the shortened sleep, it may be that we just don't need as much sleep, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people sleep more, sometimes people sleep less, you know, depending upon the person. But
mm-hmm.
I do feel like you have a lot of divine assistance with you. And I do feel like this is a really deep transition right now. And you're going to see that things are going to become a lot more clear, you know. It's a very powerful time for you. You're letting go of limitations. It's just beautiful. So good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Jennifer. When you asked the question about sleep, I heard a big, loud yes. So this is having an effect on everyone and their sleep patterns. I noticed that I'm one of those people that tends to sleep more. And I've come to accept it. When I'm looking at you, they're saying that one thing you need to start doing is to use that dear innate I let go.
I've been doing that every night since you told me.
Well, good. They're saying keep doing it.
Okay.
That it's, and the fact that you are remembering things but not feeling the emotional connection, that's part of what you're letting go of.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to spend time, and you can do this at night if you wake up, you know, and you can't go back to sleep. Just go into meditation. Just go into that sacred space within you and call on your guides, or if there's a particular divine being that you like to work with, call for them. and see yourself sitting across from them, both of you in incredibly comfortable chairs, and just have a conversation. Ask those questions that you want to know the answers to. Let them share the wisdom that is within you. That's an important part of what you are experiencing. You are moving on the path to accomplish your soul's objectives. It's not so much just about your brain anymore. You are moving more and more into your heart, into the truth of who you are. Don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to ask. Don't hesitate to ask. You can't ask a stupid question. You can't ask too many questions. It's just not possible. So ask the things that you want to know. We are here for you. We are here for you now. And we love you. And we want to work with you. You have such a beautiful plan for your life. And as you are letting go of more and more of the things that used to get in your way, you will find yourself living more and more of that beauty, more and more of that fulfillment, of feeling and knowing that you are important because you are. And so you are stepping away from so much from your past, from your childhood, where you were taught that you shouldn't, you can't, blah, blah, blah. And you are moving more and more into, yes, I can. I do. This is me. And I don't have to prove anything to anyone. So this is part of your evolution. Embrace it. Embrace it. Even when it doesn't feel comfortable, embrace it anyway. And enjoy it. This is not work. This is not duty. This is choice. This is joy. This is you. You are learning the truth of who you are. Enjoy. We love working with you. You are pure joy to us. And we want you to experience the pure joy of you as well. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. That was Divine Mother, in case you were wondering who was talking to you.
Thanks.
You just kind of stepped in and took over.
It was very beautiful what she said.
Okay, well, keep letting go and, you know, have those conversations in your meditation.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that because there are times when I wake up in the middle of the night and I think I should meditate and then I just distract myself with something. So that's a good strategy.
And if you're like me, if you wake up and you can't sleep and you decide to meditate and you start the meditation and you start the conversation, you'll fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Thanks, ladies. I'll listen in on my computer.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Jennifer.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 951. Hi.
Hi, good morning. It's Nathaniel calling in.
Hello.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I've just using, so it's been restful so far.
Beautiful. Well, Nathaniel, I just see an entourage of angels with you, and they're saying, Nathaniel, we're here and we're always listening.
Oh.
I don't know if you, you know, do you feel their divine presence around you? Because I see little sparkles of light all around you, Nathaniel.
Well, that's really good. I woke up and I looked at the phone and it was 4:44 in the morning. So I thought I'd know what that meant.
Well, it's definitely your angels communicating with you for sure, Nathaniel.
Great.
So they're, that's one way, I guess, that they are getting in touch with you. And they want you to just, you know, to stay in that beautiful place of love, be calm, be at peace. And I'm also seeing, you know, this is your time now to really to focus on your divine purpose, Nathaniel, your mission here. Okay? And when you mentioned 444, that, of course, means that your angelic team is with you. And they're saying, beloved Nathaniel, we're right here. We're right next to you. And they're helping you to trust in yourself and to go forward on your beautiful soul mission, Nathaniel. Okay? So they're just saying, if you need help, just call upon us. We're listening and we're always here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting, Nathaniel, there's like two paths before you, and you've got to choose the path that would, you know, bring you closer to your purpose, your soul's purpose. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Because as, you know, we've told you before, Nathaniel, you are a light worker. You're an amazing light worker. You need it right now. And you are here to bring love and light to the world. You're very powerful. You probably don't realize that. And you're here to be a leader, Nathaniel.
Great.
So you have a beautiful purpose. We have Archangel Metatron coming forward. And Archangel Metatron, he's the first angel on the Tree of Life. And he's one of the first that I connected with on this beautiful path. And he's here to help you with your spiritual gifts. And he's able to help anyone who calls upon him. So, you know, whenever you'd like to call upon him, he's there for you. He'll bring messages your way, and he'll help you to stay in balance. And the moment you say his name, Nathaniel, you feel like a calmness come over you, okay? He'll help you to let go of anything that is not for your highest and your best so that you can go forward, you know, on that beautiful path that you have, and you're not affected by maybe like energy that is around you at the time, Nathaniel, because you are really sensitive.
Yes.
Okay. So I am also saying there's going to be a lot of blessings coming your way. Start being thankful for what's in your life presently, and I just feel like these blessings are multiplying, Nathaniel. So try to see everything that's right, you know, with your life right now. That's a great outlook, okay?
Right.
Stay optimistic and, you know, say thank you. Maybe have a gratitude list. All of this is going to help you to go forward. And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, we're with you and we love you. We care about you. We watch over you. And I know that you've moved, you know, recently and it was a little bit stressful. So the angels are there. And they just want to help you in whatever way they can, okay? So call upon the angels and let them, you know, really help you with whatever you're going through, okay? So you are doing a little bit better now, Nathaniel, in your new residence?
Yes, it seems to be, you know, I never really realized how much tension was there, and, you know.
Yes. Because I was getting like the light at the end of the tunnel, Nathaniel.
Oh, really?
You know, it was crazy, and that part of your life is over.
Yeah. It was getting pretty hectic at the end there, I think.
Well, you know, you put out those positive intentions, and you prayed, and different things like that, and it really helped you to get where you are today, Nathaniel. Okay, and just have faith because I see a lot of positive coming your way.
Great.
A lot of beautiful and positive is coming. And, You're here, like I said, to share those beautiful gifts with the world. Are you still awaiting your new guitar?
Well, actually, I canceled that guitar because I didn't
okay.
know if I was going to have a place, and I tried to reorder it.
Okay.
It's going to take another 4 months to get it.
Okay,
so,
well, that's okay.
But I may
get
another guitar in the meanwhile, and I don't know if I really could even play here because, you know, even, you know, because it may disturb other people, you know, it makes a lot of noise, you know, makes us also. I'm kind of concerned with that. I have
you know
numerous.
What? Yeah. We have a beautiful, beautiful being with you, and I'm asking who it is, and it's Paul the Venetian. And he is around those that are interested, you know, in music and art. And, you know, and maybe is thinking about how that you could channel your beautiful talents, Nathaniel. Okay, so call upon Paul the Venetian, and he'll help you to channel your gifts, okay?
Okay.
Because you have amazing, beautiful talents, and it's a gift to the world. You're meant to share it, okay? And like I said, Paul the Venetian, he will help you to channel it in a way that, you know, will be good for you because of where you live, and definitely the world is waiting to connect with you and your beautiful gifts. Okay, so if you get some beautiful inspiration, know that that's Paul the Venetian that's coming in. Okay?
Do you see me moving again? Because I don't know if this is going to work here. I mean, it seems a little, I don't know.
Okay. Are you having, like, issues right now, Nathaniel?
Well, you know, the last roommate that moved in downstairs, he seems to be working from home, and he's always downstairs now. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure, you know, it didn't seem, you know, I'm not sure, if, you know, what's going to happen, you know. And the heat's locked in and a cooler temperature here, so I'm going to try to get a heater from home. And I don't know if that's going to be an issue, you know, because...
Getting, you know, the angels are here to help you, Nathaniel, and they're asking that you just focus upon what you are wanting. I feel like there's like a lot of restless energy within you, and they're saying, do not worry, Nathaniel, we have divine solutions that await you, okay?
Yeah, I've been working.
So allow the angels to help you to know that, you know, you're in the right place, you're on the right path, because they truly are with you. But I do feel like there's a lot of nervous energy within Nathaniel.
Yeah, just taking a day off today. I really haven't had a day off for a while.
So you truly deserve it. You know, you really do take, you know, time for you, do something nice for yourself.
There's so much clutter items, you know, I have when I move, the things that I don't want. And, you know, if I end up moving somewhere else, you know, near or far, you know, I'm going to really have to try to keep the things that I want and, you know, shed at least
half. Focus on one thing at a time, Nathaniel, and, you know,
yeah.
Things are going to resolve themselves a little bit more easily than you're thinking about, okay?
Right.
And
right.
Hold on, I'm going to put you in contact now with our beautiful Barbara, and just please don't worry, Nathaniel. God bless.
Thanks, DC.
Okay, Nathaniel. I'm trying to figure out who's going to talk to you. They're giving me hints of what they're going to talk to you about. They're not telling me who. They're saying who doesn't matter. Okay, so here's the next. Let go. You are back in that mode that you get in at times where you are thinking about the future, wondering what's going to happen, wondering what bad things are going to happen, because that's generally what you focus on when you think about the future. You're wondering what's wrong. You're wondering what's going to be wrong, what bad thing is going to happen. If you do what you need to for yourself, how it's going to impact others, and they're going to have a problem with it, and then it's going to be a problem for everybody. You take your life and turn it into a problem. And we want you to stop doing that. We want you to just let that go. And we are clearing that from you now. We are clearing your attachments to where you used to live. We are clearing your attachments to fears about the future, about what might happen, what might not happen, what if this happened, what if that happened. We are just clearing all of that out of you. You don't need that. It is not important. Because in every moment, you are being surrounded with love. You are being guided. You are being nurtured. You are being supported. You have everything that you need. You always have everything that you need. And so we want you to let go of all of the anxiety, all of the worry, the frustration, any need to create problems. So anytime you find yourself creating a problem, just start saying, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Because you don't need to create any problems. You've never needed to create any problems. You don't have to have any problems. Problems are not required in your life. And we know there is a part of you that was taught that you are a problem. We're clearing that out of you now, too. Because you're not a problem. You are a beautiful gift to the world. And the music that you play, that you create, is soothing and inspiring to others. So play your music. You don't have to play it really loud, but play your music. Let yourself do that for you. Make it a gift just to yourself. A gift of love that you give to you. And then notice how it brings more and more love into your life. So we want you to work really hard and stay out of problems. Don't create them. Don't see them. Don't notice them. Don't talk about them. Say, dear innate, I let it go. Dear innate, I let it go. Dear innate, I let it go. And start seeing the beauty, the wonder, the love, the light, the laughter in your own life and in you. Let things change. Okay, that's what they want to say.
Okay, hey, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 850.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Sheila. Hi.
Sheila?
Hi, yes, Sheila.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm so glad I was able to get in.
Well, we're happy that you got in as well. My goodness. And Ginger's coming forward, and she's saying, girlfriend, you're ready for a new life.
Oh, yes, I am.
Beautiful.
I have a couple of questions. One, I had a dream that, I saw these angels with the trumpet, and then all of a sudden I saw this big ship, but I didn't see it was coming towards me, and it was almost like a cartoon. It was like in light blue and white, and I didn't see who got off the ship. And then I was wondering, you know, I had to make some choices at the end of the month, and I don't know how it's all going to come together.
Yes, and you know what, Sheila, part of that, what you were describing, is it's sort of like you have to step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and did you hear them actually, like, playing with the trumpets? Did you hear any kind of music?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay. Well, the trumpets themselves signified, like I said, you know, sort of stepping out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
And you're ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you truly are ready for that. So there's nothing to fear. And, you know, when you said the color blue, I automatically thought of Archangel Michael walking alongside you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and he's saying, my beloved, know that you are safe. You know, and
okay.
he's here to help you to go forward on the path that you're so ready for. I really
wonderful.
Do feel that you're ready for this beautiful new, you know, chapter of your life. And just, you know, I'm getting that Archangel Michael saying, put it out there. Put those intentions out there, Sheila. This is
mm-hmm.
your time, beloved. You are aligning with all that is for your highest and your best. You have what
okay.
it takes. And, Sheila, I've told you often that you are a leader, and Archangel Michael feels you're a leader, too.
Oh, great.
And Ginger has the duct tape out, and she's duct taping your ego so your ego can talk, okay?
Okay.
She's telling your ego, she's saying, girlfriend, you're not going to stop my friend Sheila from going forward. And she, too, is calling in more angels to help you to feel as powerful as you're supposed to be and helping you to go forward on that beautiful soul's mission, Sheila.
Okay.
Okay. So I know mm-hmm. you had a whole bunch of different things you were considering. Well, look them over. And I feel like you're going to be able to, you know, let go of some things and, you know, let go of the confusion and really feel, you know, within your heart, like, I know what I want to do, and I do feel powerful.
Okay.
Okay, because you have all this beautiful talent, you have all these abilities, potential, and it's your time to move forward, Sheila.
Okay.
And Ginger saying, Mom, you know, she is a work in progress. So she's asking, honey, that you love and believe in yourself, and, you know, your dreams are going to come true, Sheila. They
oh,
truly
great.
Are.
Thank you.
Make sure that you're taking really good care of yourself.
Okay.
I'm hearing the word miracles. Okay. Take time to speak with your angels and tell them all that's on your mind, hon, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's just saying stay away from any kind of drama. You don't need it.
Yeah, I do.
And
I
she's
don't
saying,
like
you know, like she's getting a little sleepy. It's still Mercury in retrograde. I tend to sleep a little bit more during this time, so I feel like you could use like a little nap yourself.
Yeah. I certainly can.
And I'm also getting that, you know, she's saying, look in that mirror, beautiful, and tell yourself how much you love you and really mean it. And make
mm-hmm.
a promise to yourself that you're going to do everything possible for you because you deserve all good, Sheila.
Okay.
You truly
Thank
do.
You.
You deserve all the good that's coming your way. And Ginger's saying, you know, I'm here to help you, Sheila. I'm a, you know, I'm a furry angel, and I'm here if you need me, okay?
Thank you, Ginger. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Well, she wants to help you to go forward on that beautiful path, hon. And she's saying, you know, I'm part
Thank
of your
you.
Divine team, and we're here to help you, whatever you're, you know, thinking about.
Okay, thank you.
But she's saying, Archangel Michael's walking beside you, too. You've got to listen to what, you know, we're telling you, and we're going to help you to really make up a plan and go forward, and you're going to see how beautiful everything turns out, Sheila.
Okay,
so
that's
asking,
what I need right now, the plan.
Yes, and take a little time to, like, meditate, to rest, and you'll see things more clearly.
Okay.
And Ginger saying, I'm always listening. I'm on call 24/7, so just connect with me. I'm here to help you, Sheila.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're deserving of it. You're part of her soul family. She loves you, Sheila.
Oh.
So she's saying, I'm here, Sheila. I'm here to help you. Whatever you need, just ask.
Okay. I certainly will.
And you have worked so hard, honey. And whatever you do it so well. You really
oh,
do.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm getting like, even I feel like your energy is a lot clearer. It just feels like it's not heavy or anything. So you've been doing something, and, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I'm getting
okay.
like improvements in your life. Okay, stay
okay.
positive. Okay. And she's mm-hmm. saying, think like a tree. You know, make sure you plant your feet on the ground, okay?
Okay.
And when
mm-hmm.
you do, you're going to see that, you know, things will get better even financially, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just, you know, take things easy. She's saying, don't try to overdo things. You're only one person. You can't do everything, okay? And then, you know,
okay.
everything's going to work out in your favor, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
So I hope that helps. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And thank you so much for connecting with us today, Sheila. God bless, honey.
Thank you so much, DC Love. Thank you, Ginger.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sheila. They're showing me this image.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. And it's an image of you, and you're in a rowboat, and you're rowing. And then attached to this rowboat is this platform kind of thing with a bunch of crap on top of it. So you're rowing and you're towing this bunch of crap. So you're moving it with you. But what you don't see is if you stopped rowing and you turned around, you would see that your rowboat is attached to an ocean liner. And that ocean liner is yours. So you've been living your life in this little rowboat thinking you had to do everything and you've got to drag all this crap with you. In reality, there's an ocean liner that's yours. And all you have to do is climb up the rope and be there.
Interesting.
And that was part of the, that was connected with the dream. It was showing you that there's more. There's so much more. It's already there. It's already yours. It's not something you have to work towards. It's not something you have to pray for. It's not something that's out of your reach. It is yours. Right now, most people go through their lives without realizing what's actually already there for them. Anything that you desire has already been created and is already yours. All you have to do is learn how to accept it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, start asking, okay, what do I have to do to have this in my life right now? Ask questions like that. You know, what steps do I need to have this in my life right now? What do I need to let go of to have this in my life right now? Because usually it's going to be something that you need to let go of because you have attached all of this crap from the past that, frankly, you don't need, and you could just cut that rope and it would be gone and you would not miss it at all. But we have these beliefs that we have to tow our crap with us. We are so funny.
Yeah. So I like the back lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of baggage.
So start using that dear innate I let go. Start using it more and more and more. And if you're asking, what is it that I need to do to have what I desire, to move forward in my life?
Okay.
Then you get the answer. Make sure you do include some of those dear and I let go because it clears the energy.
Okay.
And gives you the freedom to move.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if there's anything else they want to say to you. You are more than you realize. You are more than you've ever been taught that you are. And God is working with you. He's always working with you. He's always worked with you. She's always worked with you. It doesn't matter which one you choose. God is on your side. God is on your side. God is on your side. So let yourself receive. There. Open up. Open up. Open up. Open up. And let yourself receive. Let yourself receive. Breathe deeply and just let go. Now we are cutting the rope attached to that lovely little barge you were pulling with all of those horribly important, unimportant things. They're gone.
Okay.
And they won't come back unless you decide to bring them back.
No, I don't want them back.
Good. And we are placing you on your ocean liner. Each night when you go to sleep, allow yourself to go on the ocean liner and to just look around. Open the doors. See what's there. Let people wait on you. Let them bring you what you desire. Let yourself relax and enjoy your own life. And we know this will be a huge change from the way you have been. But trust us, this is what your life is meant to be, and you will enjoy it. Have fun, always.
Okay.
Have fun. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
and
it.
And Sheila, when Barbara was saying about like the big ship, I actually saw the Good Ship Lollipop that I was on at one time with Barbara and Ginger and Joan, and they brought you a board. But
they brought me
they're saying it's they brought you a board too with us. It's by invitation only, so it's by invitation only, and you're one of Ginger's preferred friends, so she's just so happy to have you aboard.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome so much.
Thank you.
We love when you laugh, Sheila. It brightens our day.
Oh, I appreciate both of you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Okay.
You have a blessed rest of your day, honey.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You too.
You're welcome,
and
hon.
Let
bye.
Your life get better.
I'm sorry?
Let your life get better.
Okay, I certainly will. I want it to.
Okay,
you.
Good.
Well, it will.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, DC, we've come to the end of another show.
Well, it was a beautiful show, Barbara. Absolutely beautiful. So honored to be here.
Yes. And life does get better and better and better.
It does. And I'm excited.
Good.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. Thank everyone that called in. And hope to connect again on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara.
And hopefully by
Take
Thursday,
care, everyone.
There will be less snow here.
Well, you know, we actually we had ice. You know, after the snow, we had ice, and it was so hard. We couldn't even go out the front door.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really bad.
Well, winter is only temporary, so I'm okay.
Okay. Well, we're waiting for more snow, so I'm hoping to connect on Thursday that it won't affect our lines here. So I'm asking, you know, the angels and Joan and Ginger to take care of it.
Okay. We're in good hands.
Yes, we are. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.